这真是何等悦耳的欢迎声音。
Such a nice welcoming voice.
叫我们前来相信。
So that we could come upon him.
叫我们看见宝血何等伟大的功效。
So that we could see the price of the blood.
这是何等的呼召，叫我们能够前来亲近我们的主。
And what an amazing calling that we could come before him.
因为他为我们开了这条又新又活的道路。
Because he has set the heavenly path.
我们的主不但叫我们的罪得着赦免。
Our Lord has already forgiven us of our sins.
他也叫我们得着洗净。
But also he is cleansing us.
不但在神的面前我们可以坦然无惧。
So that before him we have no fear.
今天在我们的身上有一个主观的经历来见证我们真是蒙主赦免的人。
So that today we have a personal experience that we have been saved by his love.
用这边我们都是主付了重价所买回来的。
And today you know that Jesus has already paid the price of his blood.
主要得着我们每一个人做那荣耀的器皿。
So that every one of us could be a noble instrument in his house.
我们一起来读一下提摩太后书。
Let's go to 2 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
请我们从20节读到第22节。
And let's read verses 20, 21 and 22.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的。人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事你要逃避少年人的私欲从那倾心祷告主的人追求公义信德仁爱和平好在这段圣经里面他讲到神的心意要得着我们成为他贵重的器皿
And in these verses it says that God's desire is for us to be his noble instrument
他讲到一个大户的人家
And he talked about a large house
那在这个大户的人家他有各种不同的器皿
And in this large house there are a lot of different instruments
他有金器银器也有木器瓦器
There are some made of gold and silver, but there's also some that are made of wood and clay.
那我们在这段里面看见，它不是重在讲器皿的用处。
So in here, it doesn't really say what the use of each instrument is.
它特别让我们看见器皿的价值。
But it only talks about the value of each instrument.
如果讲到器皿的用处
，If it talks about the usage of the article,
很多时候木器、瓦器说不定比金器、银器还要有用。
A lot of times, maybe the wood or clay instruments are more useful than the gold and the silver.
今天若是有人给我一个纯金的一个碗呢
？But someday today, if someone gives us a bowl that is made of gold,
那可能这个说不定很不好用啊。
Maybe this bowl is not very useful at all.
第一个，它非常的重。
Because it must be very heavy.
第二个，那里面的热啊，一下传到手上，你拿都不好拿的。
And besides, it conducts heat very easily, so it would probably burn your hand.
他这边告诉我们说，在大户的人家有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器。
So in here it says, in a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay.
那这个大户人家特别来讲到神的家、神的教会。
So in this large house, basically this is the church.
他说这个金器、银器、木器、瓦器，他说有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
So in here it says the gold, silver, wood and clay, some are for noble purposes and some are not.
我们看见神所看重的还不是这些用处。
So we know that God doesn't really care about the usage of each of the tools.
他特别看重它的价值。
But he only cares about the value of each of the instrument.
因为我们看见说侍奉的贵重或者卑贱
Because here, if you say if you consecrate yourself,
不在这些事情的上面
doesn't matter what you do,
不是哪件事情你做了它就特别贵重，哪些事情你做了特别是卑贱的事情
and there is no specific task that is more valuable than the others.
那个重点乃在侍奉的人
Because the importance is the person who serves.
有的时候祈祷传道，说不定这个人不对的时候，不过是一个卑贱的事情。
Maybe sometimes even if you preach, if you're not using your right heart, then it's a lowly deed.
那些管理饭食的是被圣灵充满，被信心充满，他们的侍奉，这样的人是贵重的。
And the brothers and sisters who actually serve the dining hall, if they're full of the spirit, then the deed is valuable.
所以我们在这段圣经里面，弟兄姊妹，我们看见有贵重的，有卑贱的。
So in this passage, you can see that some are valuable and some are not.
神要我们成为那个贵重的器皿。
And God wants us to be the valuable articles.
他特别讲到有金器，有银器。
And he talks about the articles that are made of gold and silver.
金是说到神的性情。
Gold is the personality of God.
银是讲到基督的救赎。
And silver is the salvation of Christ.
相对来讲，这个木头呢，是讲到人的性情。
And on the other hand, wood is the personality of human.
这个瓦是特别讲到人的工作。
And clay is the work of man.
所以在这边就有一个很清楚的分别。
So in here, there is a distinct separation between the two.
神要得着我们成为贵重的器皿。
God wants us to become valuable in His house.
这边不是讲到说我们天然的才干，我们得着属灵的恩赐，在这些功用上的不同。
In here, it's not talking about the talents of the left or the heavenly gifts that you have received.
但是讲到神所看重的那个价值，在于我们这些服侍的人。
But He talks about the value of when we serve.
所以我们每一个人都可以成为贵重的器皿。
So every one of us here could be the silver and the gold.
下面他就告诉我们这些贵重的器皿到底是什么样的器皿。
And here is also talked about what kind of instrument it is for the gold and the silver.
然后讲到说我们怎么样成为贵重的器皿。
And it also teaches us how to become this article.
所以我们看见说，他说这些贵重的器皿，他们是成为圣洁的。
So it's here, it says the valuable vessels are become holy.
那这些圣洁特别是讲到被分别出来的。
And to be made holy, that means you are now separated.
从世界当中被分别出来。
In this world, you are now being separated.
这些是属于神的，这叫做圣洁。
Once you are separated to God, then you are made holy.
最贵重的器皿，它是成为圣洁的。
So the valuable instruments are holy.
弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救以后
，Brother and sister, when you receive the grace,
我们都是主付了重价把我们买回来的。
Now you are paid by His blood.
我们是从世界当中被分别出来的。
And we are now also separated from the rest of the world.
我们在唱诗歌的时候，我们一直唱到说，我们愿意把自己完全的奉献给主。
And when we were singing the hymn, it talked about how we are coming upon the Lord.
这是讲到说我们是完全归给我们的神的。
It talked about how we completely belong to Him.
这个是圣洁的。
And this deed is holy.
多少时候，若是我们还活在自己的里面。
At times, if you're still living in your old standard,
我们还在这个世界当中没有一个分别的生活。
And if you're still living the earthly way,
在这里我们看见什么是贵重的器皿，是被分别出来的。
And in here, you could see that to be separated, then you become the gold and the silver.
下面他讲到说合乎主用。
In here, it said, to be useful to the master.
是主人啊，他是我们的主人，我们能够照着他的旨意，他来使用我们。
He says that the vessel is made specifically to be useful to the master.
今天我们说他到底是不是我们的主。
So today we ask you, is he really your Lord?
我们心里相信神叫他从死里复活了。
Do you actually believe that Jesus Christ came back from death?
我们口里承认耶稣基督是主。
Do you pronounce the truth?
今天在我们的生活中他是不是我们的主。
And today, is he truly your master?
在我们每一个决定的里面他是不是我们的主。
And in every decision you make, is he truly your master?
一个贵重的器皿是被分别出来的。
Because the valuable instruments are separated.
是成为圣洁的，是为着主来活着的。
Not just to be separated, but it's also to make holy and useful to the master.
一个贵重的器皿是合乎主用的。
And the instrument is also going to be due to do work for the master.
是让主人的意思能够行出来。
So that the noble purposes could be used.
我们都是成为他得荣耀的器皿。
And I hope that we are all the valuable instruments in his
house. 今天我们都愿意来侍奉他。
Because today we are all willing to serve him.
但是我们祷告今天不是照着我们的意思我来做这个我来做那个。
And we also pray that we are not doing the deeds according to our own desire.
今天乃是要合乎我们主人他的意思。
Because we want to be useful to the master.
所以我们下面要看见说当 圣经告诉我们怎样成为贵重的器皿。
So later it tells us how to become this valuable vessel.
那这些到底什么是贵重的器皿就非常的重要。
So first, let's find out how we're going to separate the gold and silver from the wood and the clay.
他说下面讲到说预备行各样的善事。
Because here it says, be prepared to do any good work.
随时我们都预备好。
So you have to be prepared.
让主的生命从我们里面能够活出来，能够流露出来。
So that His life could flow through us.
主告诉我们说，他要得着的乃是贵重的器皿。
Because the Lord says what He wants is the valuable instrument.
在大户人家有金器、银器、有木器、瓦器。
Because in a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver but also of wood and clay.
他说有做贵重的，有做卑贱的。
And some are for noble purposes, and some are for ignoble.
那今天他告诉我们说，要我们成为那个贵重的器皿。
So today he tells us sincerely that he wants us to be the gold and silver article.
我们里面就有一个渴慕。
So that in us, I hope that you have this longing.
我们里面就有一个追求。
So that you have this longing.
来得着神给我们的心意，完成在我们身上，叫我们真是成为那个贵重的器皿。
So that we could be the instrument for the noble purposes.
所以当我们读到主的话的时候，他所告诉我们怎么样做一个贵重的器皿。
So now when we read the words, it tells us how to be this instrument.
你会想说，今天要做贵重的器皿，好像跟我们的属灵的恩赐、才干，我们所做出来的工作，肯定是大有关系的。
Maybe you think that there's a relationship between how your spiritual life is and how much you do for the church.
但是神的话告诉我们说，人若自洁，脱离那卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。
But he says here, if a man cleanses himself from the ignoble, he will be an instrument for noble purposes.
好像不在于说我们属灵的恩赐谁的大谁的少。
In here, it really doesn't talk about how spiritual you are in your life.
也不在于说我们的工作在人看这个是大的，这个重要的，那个是不重要的。
And it definitely doesn't talk about how much deeds you do for the church.
他这边所讲的那个价值，他讲到说人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
Because the only important part is if a man cleanses himself from the ignoble.
这边到底他讲的意思是什么？
So what does it really mean?
他这边告诉我们说脱离卑贱的，讲到说我们不甘愿做木器做瓦器。
It says here that you should depart yourself from the lowly. You should depart yourself from the wood and the clay.
我们不愿意我们的侍奉是从我们人的性情，是从人的工作人的手所做出来的。
Because whatever you do, whatever your deed is, you don't want it to be from your own desire. You don't want it to do it with your own hand.
他叫我们看见说，今天所有的侍奉能够算得数的侍奉必须是从神那里出来的。
Because whatever you do, however you serve, it should come from God.
是不是从神的生命里面出来的？
Is it from the godly life?
是不是经过十架基督的救赎里面出来的？
Is your serving from the cross?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们太容易在我们天然生命的里面，我们也有热心，我们也愿意来做一些事情。
Brothers and sisters, it is indeed very easy to serve with your own desire.
但是神在这里告诉我们，他所要得着的是贵重的器皿。
But he says here that God only wants a valuable instrument.
他不能满足今天我们在人的里面，用人的生命性情，我们在那里来服侍他。
And if you use your own desire to serve, then you're not the noble instrument.
他说人要自洁。
He says here that a man has to cleanse himself.
Cleansing.他讲到英文还有一个叫做 purge.
Cleansing himself could also be talked about purge.
把所有不属于主的，不是出于主的，要把它除尽。
So, everything that does not belong to God, we have to purge it.
这些不是我们自己能够做得到的。
That is not something that we could do ourselves.
这边讲到我们需要何等仰望圣灵做那人手所不能做的工作。
He says here that you have to look to the Spirit so that the Spirit could do what we cannot do.
在约翰一书里面讲到我们若认自己的罪。
In First John, he talks how we have to testify our sins.
他说神是信实的，是公义的。
Because he said that God is righteous.
他要赦免我们的罪，他要洗净我们一切的不义。
And he wants to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all the unrighteousness.
有很多主为我们已经做成的。
There's a lot of things that God has already accomplished.
是的，我们因着信，我们都能够得着。
And through faith, we could receive this blessing.
今天我们说 还没有信主的时候，我们借着相信，我们得着主的赦免，得着宝血的洗净。
So today, through faith, we could receive this cleansing from His blood.
啊，这些都是我们可以站的一个何等宝贵的地位。
And because of this, we have such an important stance in His kingdom.
但是今天很多神的话是说给神的儿女听的。
But now a lot of this work is for his children.
今天我们这些人信主好多年了。
And for a lot of us, we have already been a believer for many years.
你说我们罪不是早已得着赦免了吗？
And you might say that, hey, maybe I have already been forgiven a long time ago.
我们做罪人那一天，我们说我相信接受了，我们罪得着赦免了。
And when I was a sinner, once I proclaimed that I believe, my sin is forgiven.
但是到了约翰一书，他为什么又讲到说，我们若认自己的罪？
But how come in 1 John it asks us to convict of our sins again?
特别说到神的信实、神的公义的根基上面，他赦免我们的罪。
How he talked about our sin is forgiven again, and how we are cleansed from our unrighteousness.
今天主要把所有他客观已经做成的，叫我们主观能够来经历、来得着。
Because Jesus wants us to truly personally experience this saving.
所以当我们被圣灵光照，被圣灵启示。
So when you're called upon by the Spirit,
我们若认自己的罪。
If you confess your sin,
我们承认我们是一个何等污秽的人。
And if you confess how sinful we have been,
我们在神的面前承认。
So before him, if we confess,
我们向我们所亏欠的人承认。
And in front of the brothers and sisters, if you confess,
弟兄姊妹，圣灵在我们里面做深的工作。
Then the Spirit could work in us.
有一个弟兄，他讲到说，他有一次圣灵光照启示他。
And one time a brother told me how the Spirit has came up on him.
那时候他还很年轻。
And at that time the brother was really young.
圣灵光照启示他，他对他祖母的那个态度，那个不好啊。
So, when the Spirit came up on this younger brother, told him about how he defaulted to his grandma.
哦，那天他在主面前痛哭流泪。
So that day he cried before the Lord.
在主面前认罪悔改。
And before the Lord he confessed his sins.
但是主没有说你就停在这里就够了。
But then he didn't stop there.
圣灵告诉他说，你去向你的祖母认罪。
The Spirit then says you should now confess your sin to your grandma.
他说那天圣灵的力量这么的大，他起来以后，他真的向他祖母去认罪。
And the younger brother said that day the spirit was so strong that he woke up right there and he went to his grandma right away.
他抱着他的祖母在那里流泪，他在那里向他说，我对不起，我讲了很多的话伤害你。
So he held on to his grandma and he cried and he told her that he was sinful and he was sorry.
我们的弟兄他讲到说，他从来没有一次觉得他里面那么的干净。
And the brother then later said that was the one time that he felt so cleansed.
很多时候我们经历到在神的面前，神的主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的罪。
So a lot of times we now know that the blood will cleanse us.
哦，我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前。
So we could come before the Lord fearless.
但是今天在我们的身上，今天主所做成的有没有能够实化在我们的里面 ？Actualize.
So today, did the work of God actualize yourself?
那这个就在于我们愿不愿意承认我们自己的罪。
So that completely depends on if you're willing to confess your sins or not.
我们是不是虚心悔改，实心相信
？Are you being humble to confess your sins?
啊，我们真正能够跟我们所亏欠的人说，当我们愿意说。我实在是对不起你。今天是圣灵在我里面感动，叫我们认自己的罪。
Today, if you're willing to go to the brothers and sisters and confess your sins, then you could be cleansed.
我们不单在神的面前，我们在人的面前，弟兄姊妹，你会发现说，里面有一个说不出来的那个干净，那个蒙的赦免是不一样的。
And if you're willing to come before the brothers and sisters and God to confess your sins, then you could feel this cleansing.
保罗在这里说，人若自洁。
And it says here, Paul says that if a man cleanses himself,
这里有一个主权神放在我们的身上。
And there is an authority that God has given us.
人若在于我愿不愿意做这样的一个决定。
It says if a man, that means that we have the choice.
Cleansing yourself, 我们愿不愿意把自己能够得着这样的一个洁净。
Are you willing to cleanse yourself from the ignoble.
我里面有没有一个分别说我不愿意接受这个木器瓦器的情形?
Do you have a calling that tells you not to be the wood and clay vessel?
不愿意活在我天然的性情，不愿意照我的人的办法，我来这里侍奉神。
So that we are not following our human ways anymore.
有时候圣灵光照我们，在很小的事情上，就让我们看见说，原来我所想的，我所要做的，不过是出于我天然的性情。
Maybe it is just a little thing, but then it's the little thing that the Spirit could tell you not to do it your own way.
天然的性情不是说都是做坏事的。
And the earthly way doesn't always mean the bad way.
好多时候你看起来是蛮不错的。A
lot of times in the surface, the heavenly ways look noble.
我们天然人里面也有天然的爱。
Because in your heavenly way, there is in your human way, there is human love.
我们天然人里面也有天然的热心。
And in your human way, there is the human passion.
也许这些看起来其实也都还不错的。
And on the surface, maybe they look noble.
在世界上也都是被人所称赞的。
And in on this world, you will get praised for doing these heavenly human things.
但是当我们真实来到神的面前,
but now when you come before the Lord,
当圣灵真实光照我们,
and the Spirit is on you,
弟兄姊妹,我们里面会有一个分辨,
then brother and sister, you will know at that time the difference.
这是属于天然的呢,还是出于基督的生命的?
If this deed is from the heavenly or indeed from the human.
天然的爱是不可靠的。
Because the earthly love is not eternal.
有的时候我们爱得很热,
maybe you will love someone very, very truly.
所以有人讲说,爱到一个极处啊, 就变成恨了,
or
这就是天然的爱。
And there is always a thin line between love and hate, so you could turn very easily.
人的忍耐都是有限度的。
And because we are not always patient.
我忍耐,我忍耐,这是我的美德啊, 但是呢,你不要过了这条线, 我的忍耐是有限度的。
And you could only be patient up to a certain point, then you cross.
我们天然人也有很多看起来是蛮好的。
And on the surface, all everyone on the earthly would look okay.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们说,人若自洁脱离卑贱的事,
but Paul says here clearly that if a man cleanses himself from the ignoble,
脱离所有属人的, 性情的, 人的办法的, 所有不需要经过实价的, 所有容易的, 弟兄姊妹, 主叫我们有一个分辨。
So you have to separate yourself from the earthly, everything that does not belong to cross, or everything that does not belong to the heaven.
今天若是我们里面没有这么清楚的一个分别,
so today, if you do not see the clear separation between the two,
多少时候我们以为我们还在那里照着我们的热心, 我们还在那里做讨神喜悦的事情。
If you cannot see the separation, you may a lot of times do things according to your own desire.
不过我们的光景可能还是在一个卑贱的器皿的情形。
So then we will become the lowly instrument.
今天我们的主他在这里呼召我们。
But thank you, God, for calling us upon Him today.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事情,
so that if we cleanse ourselves from the lowly deed,
叫我们向主有一个心愿,
so that we could have their own desire,
愿主来得着我们,
so our desire is for God to capture us,
有他真实的生命从我里面能够活出来,
so that through His life we can live.
我们脱离所有不属于他的,
so that we could depart from all the earthly, we could depart from all the illusions,
所有出于天然人的,
so we could depart from all the earthly,
啊, 叫他的心能够得着满足,
so that we could be in Him.
他讲到说, 人若自洁脱离卑贱的事, 就必做贵重的器皿。
That's here. If a man cleanses himself from the ignoble, he will be an instrument for noble purposes.
所以我们一面看见, 好像这些像是消极面的, 我们是要脱离的, 我们是要逃避的, 那我们, 怎么样? 光是有这些清洁, 把我们里面所有不属于主的, 都需要把它除去, 但这不过, 好像还是消极的。
So in here, on one hand, you could see very passively how we have to depart from the lowly and evade from the evil desired.
那下面呢, 他就讲到, 蛮积极的, 叫我们怎么样去追求。
But see, once you look over the passive side, you could see the active side, how we should actively learn to be righteous.
你要逃避少年人的私欲,
so that we could evade from the evil desire of youth.
同那清心祷告主的人一同来追求,
so that we could pursue the righteousness.
他追求什么呢? 追求公义,
we could pursue the righteousness.
追求信德,
we could pursue faith.
追求仁爱,
love.
追求和平,
and peace.
所以我们要逃避少年人的私欲,
So that today we have to flee from the evil desires of youth.
当我们向我们的主来祷告,
so when we pray before the Lord today,
不叫我们遇见试探,
so that we will not face the temptation,
救我们脱离凶恶,
so that we could evade from the evil.
今天我们不是去找仇敌, 我们来抵挡他, 我们来, 好像来找这样的一个征战,
today we are not trying to pick a fight with Satan.
今天我们求主拯救我们,
today we want to be saved.
救我们脱离所有的试探,
so that we could evade from all the temptations.
救我们脱离这些凶恶,
so that we could flee from all these evil desires.
逃避, 远远地逃避这些少年人的私欲,
to run away and to run far away from the evil desires of the youth.
我们除掉所有不属于主的, 但主叫我们来追求那个公义,
so that now today we evade all the bad things from God,
我们认识,
or Satan.
认识我们神他做事的法则,
so that we can learn the heavenly way.
我们讲到说整个救赎的根基在于神的义,
so today we talked about the origin of faith is from God's righteousness.
他怎么样爱我们, 为我们死了他的儿子,
how he loved us and gave us his only son.
我们的主怎么样爱我们, 为我们死在十字架上,
how Jesus loved us and he died for us on the cross.
圣灵怎么样将基督的爱浇灌在我们的里面,
and how the Spirit gave us the love.
是的, 因着神的爱, 因为神就是爱, 因为神的爱是有行动的,
and because of this love, because of this lively love.
但是今天我们说站在救赎的根基上是一个公义的磐石,
so that today we could come back to the cornerstone of faith, which is his righteousness.
因为主把工作已经做成了,
because the work has already been done.
我们的神他的性情, 他的法则是公义的,
and because our God is always righteous.
他讲到说那个信,
and he talked about how the one faith,
这个信德是讲到那个信心,
and this one faith is indeed our faith.
还不是讲到说我们蒙恩得救的时候那个信心,
but then this one faith is not the faith that when we first receive, when we believe.
说我们每一天生活我们所需要的信心,
but this faith is indeed the faith that we need every day.
使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心,
and today to take, for us to overcome the world, we have to have this continuous daily faith.
这是我们需要追求的,
and this faith is something that we should long for.
愿这个信是活的, 在我们里面是一直长大的,
this faith is also lively, it's alive in us every day.
叫我们是活, 是因着信, 我们在世界上活着,
and this faith is also growing, so that it could grow within us every day.
他说到那个仁爱, 就是一个神圣的爱,
and the love it says here is the holy love.
不是出于人的爱,
it's not the humanly love.
那这个爱, 讲到说整个律法的总归是在这个爱的里面,
and this love is the combination of or the whole law.
神的心意, 今天在他的爱里面, 不单他有行动, 他有作为, 今天这个爱也充满在我们的里面,
and this love is from God, and this God, godly love is also in us.
爱是联络全德的,
because this love connects us.
今天我们认识到说, 今天在这个爱从我们的身上要怎么样的活出来,
and today we should learn how we could express this love from us,
能够满足超过所有律法的要求,
so that with this love we could be above the law.
他讲到这个和平,
and the peace.
主在登山宝训的时候讲到使人和睦的人有福了,
and on the mountain Jesus said that the one that are pure will receive the blessing, because they now could be called the children of God.
弟兄姊妹,在这边所讲的是给我们一个追求,让我们认识神的性情,生命是怎么样的。
And brothers and sisters, today we're going to talk about how we could come before Him to learn to be Him.
我们需要脱离卑贱的事情,
and we have to evade from the evil desire.
我们需要自洁,
and we have to cleanse ourselves.
我们需要不甘愿不接受属于木器瓦器的情形,
and you have to get out from the state of mind of wanting to be the wood and the clay.
所有我们要得着的需要经过十架,
because everything we have and everything we're given has to go through the cross.
需要跟随主背起自己的十字架,
and you have to follow Christ and carry your own cross.
然后在这边我们看见主要我们追求来得着他的自己,
and it's also said here that we should long for him and come before him.
那在这边我们看见说, 他说, 投那清心祷告主的人来追求,
It says here, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
我们要知道说这个同伴 实在是非常非常的重要。
And you have to recognize that it is important to have peers in this path.
在我们一生追求主的路程上, 主要把好多属灵的同伴来赐给我们。
Because when you're walking on this path, God has already given you a lot of peers.
叫我们能够一同来祷告, 一同来追求。
So that you could pray along with each other.
两三年前我记得, 带着我陪着我父母, 他们结婚60周年, 我们去做一个游轮。
A couple years ago, I was with my parents on a cruise for their anniversary.
那天在游轮上, 在吃饭之前, 很多人站在那里, 突然有人叫我的名字。
And on that one particular day, I was on a cruise. We were about to have dinner, and someone called me.
一个弟兄, 我们大概没有见面, 有30多年了。
There was this brother. I haven't seen him maybe for about 30 years.
那时候我从初中开始, 我们开始在一起聚会。
And then we actually went to church together when I was in junior high.
我们两个都非常的压抑, 怎么会跑到那个地方, 在船上, 然后我们见到了。
And we both were very surprised that we would meet in a dining room on a cruise.
但是想起来, 在那么早以前, 大概我在初中的时候, 哎, 我们曾经是属灵的同伴。
But come to think about it, when we were in junior high, we were peers in Christ.
一起追求, 一起祷告。
We would pray together and we would pursue Christ together.
神把同伴赐给我们。
God has given us peers.
有一次我们邀请了一些在大学的时候 曾经一起祷告聚会的一些弟兄姊妹们到我们家。
At one time, I invited a couple of the peers that I had when I was in college to my home.
那天来了大概有十几位。
And on that day, I think about maybe 10 or so brothers and sisters came to my house.
感谢主回想起来, 在大学的时候, 是的, 有一些弟兄姊妹, 我们是一起追求, 一起祷告, 成为这条道路的同伴的。
And thank you, Lord. When I was in college, I had the peers to pray and to pursue Christ together with me.
我想到说大四的那年, 我们为了考一个预官考试啊, 为了那个当官或当兵, 那我们大概有七八位弟兄们, 住在一起, 住了一个月的时间, 一起来,
and,
一起读书。
And praise the Lord, when I was a senior in college, when we have to take the test to determine if we were going to be an officer or just a soldier, I have about 10 brothers studying together day and night with me in this house.
读一读, 然后我们一起有祷告。
And we would study, then we would pray.
我们读一读, 然后一起有交通。
And we would study some more, and then we would talk.
我们一起煮饭吃, 然后生活在一起。
And we would cook together and eat together, and basically we live together.
我们成为属灵追求的同伴。
So we became the peers.
回想起来何等的美好。
And come to think about it, what an amazing deed.
就那天来我们家十几位啊。
So on that one day, about 10 brothers and sisters came to my house.
后来大家交通交通, 怎么发现说绝大部分现在都在服侍主啊?
And then we started talking, and it turns out that most of us are now serving Christ.
那大家在主里面的交通, 彼此的勉励, 何等的美好。
And that day, when we talked about Christ, it was an awesome thing that we could catch up to each other.
弟兄姊妹, 我们做基督徒, 我们不能 单独的做基督徒。
So brothers and sisters, it is never good to be alone to be a Christian.
我们需要属灵的同伴。
Because you need the brothers and sisters.
还不只是说我们一起来聚会。
Not just that we would go to a meeting together.
盼望我们成为一起祷告的同伴。
I hope that you would also be prayers together.
在属灵的路上, 我能够彼此勉励的同伴。
So on this heavenly path, you could console each other.
是我们能够一同追求的同伴。
So that you could pursue together.
我们让主的心意能够成就在我们的身上。
And I hope that God's desire could come upon us.
上一个主日, 有一对弟兄姊妹, 他们来探望我们。
And last Sunday, a couple came to visit us.
他们从, 休斯顿那边过来, 我们也大概没见面有20年了。
This couple came from Houston, and I have not seen them for about 20 years.
那另外还有一对从另外一个地方来一起会合。
And also there was another couple to come meet us together.
当我们一起交通的时候, 的确, 在那些日子当中, 我们是一起追求的同伴。
And then come to think about it, when we started talking, we talked about how we pursue Christ together.
虽然20年没见了,
even though it's been 20 years,
但是交通起来, 你发现说, 好像这20年的那个间隔啊, 一下子好像都不见了。
When we started talking, the gap of the 20 years really doesn't exist.
因为我们曾经一同来到主的里面。
Because once upon a time, we came before the Lord together.
一同侍奉, 一同让圣灵做工在我们的身上。
We serve together, and when we let the Spirit grow together in us.
我们怎样每天早上七点钟一起在主面前来祷告。
How we would wake up early, 7 o'clock in the morning, just to pray.
怎么样真的在服事里面软弱的时候彼此来勉励, 来扶持。
And how when we became weak, we console each other.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要属灵的同伴。
Brothers and sisters, you need your peers.
今天若是你还没有属灵的同伴,
Today, if you are still alone in this journey,
向主来祷告,
pray to Him, pray to the Lord.
我相信神一定会为我们预备属灵的同伴,
so that God would give us someone to pursue Him with.
和那倾心祷告主的人, 当我们一同来追求公义, 信德, 仁爱,
He says here, along with those who call the Lord out of a pure heart, we could pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace together. So we could talk about the spiritual.
弟兄姊妹, 很多时候神儿女聚在一起, 当我们说我们, 啊, 有一些聚餐啊, 有一些活动啊, 很多时候我们所谈论的是过去的历史, 是今天的时事。
And brothers and sisters, every time when we assemble together, a lot of times we would just talk about the politics or the history.
我们能不能够有属灵的同伴, 我们能够
But how about next time when we all assemble together, we talk about Christ?
我们能够交通在主的里面,
and we could communicate through Him.
我们能不能够说, 我们一起来祷告,
how about next time we meet, we pray together?
彼此代求,
and we intercede for each other.
啊, 我们里面渴望这个属灵的同伴,
and how we long so that God would give us a partner to walk this heavenly path with.
今天早上, 带着我们家老三, 我们一起来到这里, 他在那边服侍主日学。
So this morning, my third daughter is over there teaching the children.
在路上他就说, 找我一起和他祷告。
So on the way, she asked me to pray together with her.
他说叫我为他今天早上的教学来祷告。
And she asked me to pray for her, for her teaching today.
他也为我来祷告。
And she also prayed for me.
哎, 我觉得何等的宝贵。
And it was such an amazing task.
她是我属灵的同伴。
Because my daughter is my partner.
单独的来服侍, 来做基督徒。
So today I'm not walking this path alone.
我们需要属灵的同伴。
And indeed, you need someone to walk this path with.
我们家老三, 他的电脑就在我的办公室里面, 所以我们共用在办公室当中。
And this daughter of mine, she and I share a computer.
她常常在她的电脑做做做,你就发现说她怎么跪在那里, 她在那里祷告耶。
And then I would see her be on her computer for a while, then all of a sudden she would kneel down because she was praying.
常常叫我的里面得着何等的激励。
And every time I see it, I feel encouraged.
我真的要承认,她帮助我的, 比我能够帮助她的还要多得多。
And I have to admit that I always learn from her.
弟兄姊妹,她成为我属灵的同伴。
So brothers and sisters, she is my peer.
今天我们都需要有这样的属灵的同伴。
And today, every one of us needs this peer.
我们能够一起来祷告。
So that we could pray together.
也许在每一个家的里面, 夫妻就是最好属灵的同伴。
Maybe in every household, the husband and the wife is the best peer.
我们能不能够一起来到主面前, 我们一同来祷告。
Can all of us all come together before the Lord and pray?
把我们的重担一起来交托给主。
So that we could give Lord all of our burden. So that we could pursue.
啊,
and this is such an amazing grace. And now if you can have your own children to be your peer.
在教会的里面, 有这么多弟兄姊妹,
and in this church, look around, there are all the brothers and sisters that you could be peer with.
当我们回头过来看的时候, 一个阶段一个阶段, 我们的里面充满了感谢和敬拜。
So when you look back from behind your life, you would see the, all these different groups of peers that you could praise for.
借着这些同伴, 主来帮助我们。
Because through these peers, then you could receive more help.
主来激励我们。
So you could receive more encouragement.
主来保守我们。
And you could receive the more blessing.
救我们脱离很多的试炼和凶恶。
We could be protected so that we could evade the temptations.
哦, 在这边我们看见, 是的, 主的心意, 祂要我们做贵重的器皿。
Oh, yes, Lord, because His desire is for us to be the silver and gold article.
这是祂心中所要得着的。
Because that's indeed what He wanted.
祂要我们自洁, 脱离卑贱的事情。
And for us to do that, we have to cleanse ourselves from the ignoble.
叫我们看见这个贵重的器皿, 我们里面所拣选的, 是需要经过十架。
So we know that for us to be this valuable instrument, everything has to go through the cross. And everything has to come through his life. And are you willing to settle being just the wood and the clay? So we pray that we could not have that state of mind. So that in us we could have this longing and desire to be before the Lord. And I believe that everyone is chosen to have some peers.
不只是一个同伴, 也许有好多的同伴,
and not just one peer, but indeed a group of peers so you could bond together with.
也就是我们求主,
and I hope that today we all have this longing.
在教会的里面,
and in this church, we could all be this instrument.
我们在一起,
and when we assemble together, all we would talk about is Christ.
他生命里面那个公义、那个爱、那个信、那个和平，在各方面，弟兄姊妹，我们渴望多而又多的来追求。
So that as a group, we could pursue the righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
我相信这是我们能够在神的面前有一个真实的侍奉。
So I believe that with all this, we could become the instrument.
神看重那个价值过于我们的功用。
Because God cares about the valuable on this instrument than the usefulness.
不是说我们不要侍奉，不要做这个做那个，功用是非常重要的。 但是神更看重那个价值。
Not to say that we should not serve or not to be useful, but we just need to know that it is more important to be more valuable.
神看重我们所是的，的确过于我们所做的。
Because God cares a lot more about who you are than what you do.
盼望早间。 借着主的话，主来勉励我们彼此一同来追求。
So that I hope that this morning, I could encourage each one to be a group to pursue together.
我们再来唱诗歌629首。
So let's sing 629 together.